Thank you, Brother Michael. We're going to begin this evening's vesper service with a special request that we sing hymn number 361. So we're going to ask our pianist to come back forward again. So I was talking with my grandmother today, and she said that this is her favorite hymn, and she would like to have this sung. So, to honor her request, we're going to sing number 361, A Wonderful Savior. We're going to sing the first and the last verses. Are you having trouble hearing me, some of you? Looks like some of you are going like that. Okay. So again, hymn number 361, we'll sing the first and last verse. Thank you. I think we can all relate to those words and rejoice in the comfort that they offer us. As I was walking up, I heard someone ask, what is a vesper service? And, you know, we kind of take that term for granted, I think, because we're used to vesper services at our conventions. And as I recall, a vesper service simply is an evening service. And to us, it has come to mean an evening service of music and an opportunity to relax a little bit and to meditate upon the blessings of the day and relax and get our thoughts together before we have to part to our several homes. I was thinking we have a really nice text this year for this year's convention, as we think about it. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. And it's really an encouraging and comforting text as we think about it and as we've heard the thoughts. I was thinking about it as I thought of the words of the first selection that's going to be performed for you this evening. And I thought of the words also in John, the 6th chapter, verses 44 and 45. The Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 44 and 45. When Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." That's quite a hope right there. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And so the prophet Isaiah wrote, "They shall all be taught of God," and Jesus quoted it in connection with us, that the Father would draw us, and that we would be taught of Him, and having the hope that if we learned those lessons well, He would raise us up at the last day. And so the Father has touched each and every one of us. And the first lecture this evening is entitled, "He Touched Me." This is Martha Davis. "He Touched Me." Thank you, Sister Martha. after the Heavenly Father touched our hearts, we responded to that call, to that touch, and made a consecration of ourselves to unreservedly serve Him in hope that we might live and reign with Him throughout the ages of eternity. And that hope continues to be with us. We continue to hold steadfast to that confession of our hope. Sometimes it whispers to us and then gives us encouragement along the way. And so one of the next selections that we're going to sing is an old, old song, Whispering Hope. We're going to follow that by, well, before I tell you what the next song is going to be, let me read a couple of texts. These were quoted today, too, in keeping with the theme of this convention, from Colossians, the first chapter. Brother Langford touched up on these first things today. We have in Colossians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 5, when he says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." And verse 5 tells us what he prayed for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. And so he reminded them of that hope that they heard in the word of truth, the gospel, and prayed for them that they might continue in that hope. And then that hope, and as we continue to dwell upon it and to follow it and to let it guide us, gives us many experiences and precious memories. And the Apostle Paul remembered the brethren quite frequently. And on one occasion he wrote to the Philippians about his remembrance of them, saying that, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, he who has touched you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." And on other occasions he encouraged them to be faithful to their covenant of sacrifice that they had made a good confession to before many witnesses. And so along this way we have many precious memories of our brethren and many opportunities to encourage them, as Paul did, to remain faithful. And our second selection then and final will be Precious Memories, Whispering Hope followed by Precious Memories. Thank you. Songs in the Night from June the 30th. The text comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And a comment on this text. There is a certain difference between the word sanctification and consecration, though they are sometimes used almost interchangeably. The word consecrate has the thought of surrender. Consecration is a definite step taken at a definite moment. It is the yielding up of the will and of all to God. Whoever has thus not definitely surrendered his will himself to the Lord has never made a real consecration. We believe that there is no step more necessary to be seen clearly by God's professed people than this one, and none more necessary to be made plain to others. Now, the word sanctification not only has in it the thought of this definite and complete consecration at the beginning, but also takes in the entire process of transformation of character and preparation for the kingdom. It progresses throughout the Christian course until the character is fully developed and ripened, and it must then be maintained until the end of the way. Again, our text for the evening, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And now at the conclusion of our day of convention, and praying, of course, that the Lord will grant us our needed night's sleep that we may return on the morrow at 10 a.m. for our final day of convention, we're going to ask that you all stand as Brother Wade will dismiss us with prayer.
Our dearly beloved Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy glorious and holy name. Father, we are awed by thy might and power, knowing that thou art the one and only God of the universe. But even more so are we awed by the fact that we have the privilege of calling thee a Father. We are awed by thy kind and tender mercies unto us, for granting us the privilege of fellowshipping one with another as brethren, to worship in truth and righteousness. We thank you for the blessings of this day as we have had privilege to sit before the feet of Jesus and to learn of thee and to exhort and to edify one another in this our most holy faith. We seek thy forgiveness at this evening hour for our sins and trespasses this day, and pray that thou wouldst continue to sanctify us with thy truth, that we might serve thee more acceptably. Grant us a restful night, that we might be renewed in spirit for the blessings tomorrow. For we give thee praise and thanks, earnestly desiring that it be thy will, that thy kingdom might soon come. For we long for that time when blessings might flow unto the whole world. And we give thee praise and thanks and ask all in Jesus' dear name. Amen.